your martial arts movie podcast.
Ha ha! I threw that shit before I walked in the room!
Yeah! Featuring drunken Thai boxer, Will.
Too bad you will die.
The also drunken wrestler, Mark.
I said I don't want trouble!
And drunken karate master, Zero.
You've lost your balls.
And now...
Call.
I know kung fu.
You know, baby.
Fists of Fail.
We're continuing Yuen Biu month, right? We're continuing Yuen Biu month, right? That's how we're starting this episode. Yeah, we are. We're talking about a movie that is the original source for Donnie Yen's Iceman. Yeah, you know that masterpiece, right? That everyone talks about.
Oh man! So the only reason I know of the reputation of Donnie Yen's Iceman is because whenever we go to the New York Asian Film Festival, they give out DVDs and no one wants Iceman. No one wants Donnie Yen's Iceman. And I think I asked you, I was like, oh, did you see that movie? And you're like, oh God, it's fucking awful.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. I don't get it. So we're talking about The Iceman Cometh today. I actually did not know that for the longest time that this is the original source material for Iceman. Like, Iceman with Donnie Yen is a remake.
It's a remake of this one, that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's not. I watched the original. I watched the Donnie Yen version like a while ago. Actually, probably closer to when it first premiered. I don't like. Yeah, sure. Like, the basic premise is there. It's,
well, maybe Donnie, that's just Yen. All it is. They just took the premise and.
But that you could say that about anything. Like, I actually think that this movie has more similarities to another movie, which we can get to when we talk about the plot. But in terms of like the actual story, it's not like the Donnie Yen version at all. The Donnie Yen version is a lot more about it's like about betrayal. Like, Donnie Yen comes into like modern times, and like there's like two people who like thought that, you know, that Donnie Yen betrayed them, so it becomes like an all-out war. It's not really like this movie. This movie's like a lot more straightforward. It's just Donnie Yen. It's just Yuen Biu versus Yuen Hua. A lot of Yuen's in this movie. Yeah. Iceman Cometh. Generally speaking, Zero, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, just generally speaking?
Yeah,
so I watched this movie, and I was a little bit on the fence because there's only two large fights at the very beginning and the very end. So I was wondering, I would like to talk about this film because, as I mentioned in the last episode, when I think of Yuen Biu, I think of him as like this kind of sidekick to Jackie and Sammo.
Sure.
I never felt he had a personality in those films that he's in with them. He's just very acrobatic, very, very skilled martial artist. So when we watched Knockabout, I was very happy that, you know, he had a character. He was portraying a character and it seemed like he could act.
Yeah.
And after seeing this movie, I thought, wow, like, this is great too. He's also a character and he's also showing a range of emotion. And you can see he's very much acting. So I was thinking, okay, yeah, I think we could talk about this. Maybe on the action side it might be a little light, but you and I could, you know, we could drone on and on about actions, which which is what we'll do in the Patreon section. But when it comes to the action, I wasn't sure if it would be enough. So I said, oh, maybe you should just take a watch. Let me know.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I'm glad I gave this a watch. And I mean, like I've heard, like, once I like did my research and I found out, like, you know, I was like, okay, this would definitely be a good candidate for a movie. Like, I watched a fight scene. Didn't know that that was my deciding factor. I was like, okay, this should definitely be like something we can cover. But I didn't know that was like the one of the few fight scenes in the movie. So I gave the movie a watch afterwards. I think that generally the movie is just, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
It's slow. It's long.
Yeah.
But it's entertaining throughout.
This is a two hour sit through. I think I told you after I watched it, I wish they could have cut 30 minutes from it because it does start to sag in the middle. And then on the rewatch, the beginning, I'm just like, okay, I think we could have cut some of this stuff out. We're dealing with characters who are just, it feels like they're padding.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. So, but maybe we should elaborate on the plot a little, right?
Well, I have a very easy way of describing the plot. Have you seen Demolition Man? It's Demolition Man.
Oh, Demolition Man. I thought you were going to say Highlander.
Maybe.
A little bit of that.
No, but it's quite literally just like Demolition Man.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
In so many ways.
Right. So, Yunbio and Yuwa, they are in the Ming Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Yunhua rapes and kills the princess. Yunbio is sent to...
Well, I should not laugh at that.
Yeah. Yunbio is sent to, to kill him. They fight, and they end up falling off a snowy cliff and being frozen and woken up in modern-day Hong Kong. It's basically these men are displaced in time, and it's them acclimating to their new surroundings. And Maggie Cheung is pretty much guiding Yunbio through the quote-unquote modern world, technically 80s at this point.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're talking throwback. Yeah, Maggie Cheung's character is she refers to herself as a model throughout the movie, but in actuality she is an escort, or very inappropriately in the title, just a whore.
Right.
Or a guy in Chinese. And yeah, she's kind of stringing Yunbio along because she needs a strong arm, to protect her, as she doesn't actually want to do those acts. She just wants to rip con men out of their money. So you would think that there'd be a lot of opportunity for fighting throughout the movie, and there really isn't so much. It's not unless it's Yunbio versus Yunhua, which only happens a handful throughout the runtime.
Yeah, once they get frozen, Yunhua kind of disappears from the movie. And
for a while, yeah.
Yeah, for a while. And it's just Yunbio trying to figure out his new surroundings and understand modern technology. Everything is run on electricity. And that's kind of the charming stuff and the interesting stuff, because it's such an easy story, but I feel that it works. Like that's a template that works. You have a man displaced from time, and we're kind of laughing at him because he doesn't know how a toilet works. He doesn't know what television is. And I think the strength is Yunbio as an actor. He plays that hero with a heart of gold, like to a T, like so perfectly. And Maggie Cheung is just so conniving, but also kind of funny and sweet. But she's taking advantage of him, though.
Yeah, I think the sweet factor definitely comes into play later in the movie.
Later,
like a redemption arc for her. It's like she's been playing him this whole time. So once she realizes that he's, he is as genuine, and he is, he's not just an idiot. She does redeem herself, but it plays off these like 80s tropes that like nowadays might seem a little bit dated. It just seems like it's clearly a toxic kind of relationship. He loves her or he's into her for very, very bizarre reasons. But she's clearly taking advantage of him, but for some unknown reason he likes her, and it's just because of plot story convenience.
That's
the only real reason why.
I think they shoehorned in a little visual notifier to try and make that connection, because what happens throughout the course of the movie, she's just basically making him her manservant and doing all these things, and in his free time he does these little things that he was used to from his past life, and you'll notice that he's drawing this woman, and then it flashes back to the Ming Dynasty, and you realize there is a woman who looks just like Maggie Cheung. It's obviously her.
Is that what that was? I actually didn't draw that connection. I thought he just was fantasizing about Maggie Cheung back in the Ming Dynasty era. Not that he actually knew someone back then.
My interpretation was he maybe was in love with a woman who coincidentally also looked like Maggie Chung. So
maybe
that's what they were trying to say. There's no dialogue in that in that moment, so it's left up to interpretation.
Yeah. But overall, very toxic. Very like it's just story convenience. That's the only real reason why they're into another still better love story than Twilight. But the real charm of the movie, because the movie does spend so much time, at least like once you get, he gets to modern times and he's acclimating to modern culture, is actually seeing his evolution. Because initially, and this is why I was saying like I needed subtitles, because my Chinese is god awful sometimes. My understanding of it.
Speaking in like an older dialect?
Well, I mean, the very beginning when you haven't transported to modern times yet, like they speak in the older.
Oh, like, I see.
Mm-hmm. Chinese, and I can barely understand them because, you know, I only speak casual Chinese. So, like you can definitely see his evolution in dialogue as time goes on. Like when he arrives in modern time, like he obviously speaks in that more like olden style of like speak. And like as time goes on, like he's just speaking very casually, you know, like he's just another person like living in the 80s. So like I like that evolution that he had. Like he's a complete fish out of water at first, and then even though the movie does have a pretty long runtime and it drags on at times, you do see his development over time. It does feel rushed at moments where it's like, oh, 1 second he doesn't know how that you're not supposed to burn wood indoors to make dim sum, and then next thing you know, he's like he knows how to ride a horse down the freeway.
Well, I think the horse would come from his, you know, his not his
past, yeah life, yeah but like,
his former duties. I think maybe the better connection would be suddenly he's like listening to a Walkman. Like,
oh, sure, yeah. You know, it's even more. We spent so much time with Yuen Biu throughout the movie, like seeing his development. But Yuen Hua, I mean, it's no surprise. It literally is Demolition Man. If you've seen Demolition Man, it's basically, this is like the template for Demolition Man, because this predates that movie. So, Sly, you guys, you're a hack.
You thief.
Yeah, you idea thief. But yeah, like Yuen Hua gets reintroduced into the movie. Like he has fully acclimated into modern society. A part of me kind of wishes that we spent time with him too, his character.
I would say no. Yuen Hua's re-entrance back into the movie is fucking cool as shit. Suddenly, it just cuts to a shot of him in these awesome 80s shades and these eighties fashion, and he's just walking in slow motion down the street, and I was like, "Oh yeah, Yuen was in this movie."
he's just so good at everything, you know. He's so good at acclimating to modern society.
We never saw him do that. He's suddenly just a bad guy working with other bad men, I'm fine with making that jump in connection without seeing him actually wake up and not sure what to do. Like, I think it's fine that he resorted to robbery because he was just a bad guy, in the Ming Dynasty.
I guess. I mean, he, you know, so one thing that they set up in the movie in the beginning for when Yuen Biu gets thawed out is, he says that he lost all his powers, and I don't really know what he means by what their movie was trying to say by that, because it didn't seem like they were doing super fantastical stuff before they time traveled, you know. This is a Ming Dynasty era, you know, martial arts of, like, you know, like we're talking like a timepiece, I mean, but the martial arts still seems relatively grounded in the one fight that you have before then.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, there is a little bit of wire work because they are jumping a little, mm-hmm. you know, like higher than normal in some mm-hmm. instances. But yeah, I was surprised that once they get into the modern world, they both technically have superpowers.
Do they? I don't feel like they did. They just seem like really fantastic martial artists. That's all.
No. So I don't know if you remember. So there's a point when Maggie Cheung brings Yunbyo to her apartment. Mm-hmm. She the handle on her kettle breaks. He is able to hold it, and she tries to touch it, and she's like, "Oh, it's burning." She's like, "What's up with you?"
Yeah, but I don't think that meant when they say superpowers, they mean that. Like, I thought it was gonna be like, we go from wuxia style fighting to non wuxia, which I mean, again, wuxia, you know, wuxia movies are fine, the genre is fine, but I thought that like if there's ever gonna be like wuxia style like martial arts, it would take place in the olden days, you know, like the period piece movies. Mm-hmm. So like I mean like in even when, you know, like they're still in the 1600s and like they're fighting before they time travel, like it's still relatively grounded. Not always, but like, it's still relatively grounded. So I didn't fully know what he meant when he said like he lost his powers. And then there's actually more plot holes I noticed as maybe not plot holes, but they're just things that I didn't really understand. Maybe it's like a lapse in the subtitles. Like there's a point where Yunbyo loses, he gets, something happens to him and he's supposed to lose his powers, but towards the end of the movie he doesn't really lose his powers. You know, like he seems like he's still very capable, so I don't know what the hell they're on about in the subtitles.
Okay, we can elaborate that.
Yeah, that we can in, elaborate in the plot on that.
Section. I think I have an answer for you for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, or maybe Yunbyo is just that awesome. He tapped into his like second. You know how cows have like four stomachs. You know, like maybe he tapped into a second reserve of martial arts ability.
Sure. What was I gonna say? But they kind of do have superpowers because later, mm-hmm. He gets shot in the hand and he does.
Oh, that's right.
Have like a wound, but it's not mm-hmm. bleeding, and it's not like the bullet went through. So
yeah,
I guess like they didn't give us a level for his quote unquote powers. Mm-hmm. At one point we understand, okay, he's bulletproof. I mean, not bulletproof, but he. Bullets don't kill him, but they do hurt him.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about that. It actually, like, you would have thought that, like, we would spend, like, the next 10 minutes, like, just, like, trying to get him healed up and stuff. But no, that's not, obviously, not what happens. The movie needs to, like, keep moving past that point. Yeah, I mean, okay, action-wise, like, yeah, it's good. You know, like, there's not a lot of it, but, like, the real meat and potatoes of the movie is, like, this character development. And just spending time with Yunbyo as he, like, gets acclimated to things. It actually is weirdly enjoyable in a slight way. There are problems with the movie, but I really can't even elaborate on any of them unless we spoil the movie.
Right.
And actually have big problems with the way the movie ends. So I think we can definitely elaborate on that in the action/Patreon section, and we can talk about those two fights. But yeah, for in terms of spoilers, in terms of like going to into depth on the movie, yeah, you'll have to hear that in the Patreon section. So follow us on the Patreon. All the support we can get from you guys would be great. But yeah, you have anything else to say before we get there?
Did you want to generalize the action anymore other than there's two fights, really? two and a half fights?
Generally speaking, it's Yunbyo and Yunhua. Like, they're both super acrobatic, so I didn't think that, you know, like, they we do actually get some, like, pretty good stunt work throughout the movie. I think that it's, like, especially towards the end of the film. Oh, there is, like, two big fights in the movies on a... There are things that happen throughout the film, and there is a mini fight that happens at the 2/3 mark in the movie, and I thought that the movie was about to end at that point.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because that's where there's like a... naturally, it felt like that was the final confrontation.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about when they're fighting on the Jeep, right?
Yeah. But yeah, again, we won't spoil it any more than that. We'll mm-hmm. just say that. Like, I thought that was the movie's
reaching to an end. I thought the movie was going to end there, too. But when you think about it, though, mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the low point for the hero. So sure, if you have, if you follow the template for those things, you know, like the hero needs to have a downfall and then, you know, rise back up to the occasion to finally defeat the villain. So when I rewatched it, I realized like, oh, okay, yeah, there's no way this movie can be done yet because he needs to, you know, be defeated first before triumphing in the end.
Yeah. I get it, but a part of me was actually hoping for that too, because hoping for it to kind of end, because it just felt like a natural progression in
that
story.
Yeah, that's where the movie starts to lull, because we do, you know, we kind of do need to slow down, because at that point he is defeated, but then the pacing really slows and you're just like, all right, well, where are we going now?
I can totally elaborate more on that problem, like, in the spoiler section, but in terms of the action, generally speaking, there is sword play throughout the film, and all of it doesn't work for me. Like all the sword play stuff just doesn't work in general. Whenever they get to the hand-to-hand stuff, I thought that it gets pretty good, but there is like this recurring thing where they use like these long broad swords that they carry with two hands, and it just looks really clunky.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, because fighting with broadswords really is clunky. You know, the traditional Chinese sword, it's thin, it's light. You can easily wave that with one hand. It'll look visually more flowing on screen. As to where when you're fighting with these giant, massive broadswords, you have to hold it with two hands. It looks weird when somebody tries to wield it with one hand, because you know, like, no, that's not right. That's more heavy.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think that they're, either one of these two are, you know, they're, at least from my knowledge, like, it doesn't seem like they're very well trained or adversed in the broadsword, or like making choreography look good with it. And it kind of shows with the choreography and the cinematography, because we get these super close-ups and they're like, oh, crazy edits. And it's not interesting at all. But yeah, like that definitely very evident in the first fight too. So,
thankfully what happens is they drop all the sword play stuff for the final one-on-one confrontation, which is awesome, because it's just, you know, it's no swords. There's very minimal wire work, and it's just Yunbiu, Yunhua, and Yunhua just beating the shit out of each other.
As kicks, it should be.
Yeah, kicks to the face, glass everywhere, and oh man, great final kill in this movie.
Yeah, you think so? Oh yeah, I would love to actually hear your real take when we get to spoilers.
I can elaborate on it, but yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where your opinion and mine will differ, because I actually have opinions on the way that that last fight ends. Mm-hmm. But sure. Yeah. Let's get to the spoilers. All right. So, hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're at the point where we give our recommendations, but there's a whole wealth of audio you would be listening to here if you follow us on Patreon. There you can listen to the entire episode, including an exclusive action breakdown of the fights in the movie. But you can still support us by liking us on all the things and watch this and other episodes on YouTube with visual cues to accompany our discussion. And now on to our final thoughts.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And that's the Iceman comment.
What on earth? I think that ending's terrible.
I liked it. It was cute. I mean, it's he's getting molested. It's fine.
Yeah. We're already out of spoilers. So yeah, I think the ending's kind of bizarre, but I mean, yeah, I guess you could see it as kind of nice, but ultimately, it doesn't sour the whole viewing experience. I think that the movie is very enjoyable as a as a movie going watch. Iceman Cometh. There's not a lot of action in it, but I think the movie is very entertaining. What it does right, it does right. It has issues, but I don't think that the movie is any worse because of it as a whole. Right, Zero?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's a little long. We were mentioning these things. I wish they could have trimmed the fat in certain places, because when it does slow down, you definitely feel it. But the chemistry with Maggie Cheung and Yoon Bio was surprising. Like, I like how they worked off each other. You know, he's the simple, noble hero, and she's, you know, fast talking and, you know, kind of taking advantage of him, or, well, literally is taking advantage of him, but the dynamic changes, and that's kind of what keeps me going. That's what kept me so interested in the movie, is these characters.
The characters, especially Yoon Bio's, like, development as the movie goes on, like, I think that's definitely the strong suit in the movie. I didn't think that a movie like this would handle writing that well, because I thought, like, it would just be so solely focused on the action. But I don't know. Actually, the action, not that it takes a back seat, but, like, it's the action is secondary to the character development. Yeah. I didn't think that would be the case for a movie like this. But, yeah. And, again, it doesn't always knock it out of the park, like, in terms of the character development. Like, well, at least Maggie Cheung's character, she's, like, vile at times, but somehow you still like her.
I mean, just a testament to her acting. She knows, you know, you like her, you know, she's a great actress. You like her on screen.
Yeah, for sure. No, that I think that's a good performances all through, like, through and through. So, yeah, still think it's a recommend for me. Overall, like I said, action wise, it's okay. I think it's clearly the final fight.
Yeah, that's the one people refer to, and I saw clips of the final fight, and I was like, oh cool, that looks good. I wonder what the rest of the fights are going to be like, and then I realized, like, oh, there's
that was me.
There really isn't anything else. Opening fight is just we elaborate on it, but not to our liking. But the final fight is pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. The rest of the movie, I say watch the whole movie.
Because
it's a good watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's Demolition Man. Go watch it.
I guess my only disappointment is, so there's a moment when Yoon Bio and Maggie Cheung are on the phone, like, she's in trouble because Yoon Hwa is, you know, like, potentially going to harm her. And she's like, oh, what does this guy look like? And he says, oh, he looks like George Lam. George Lam, very famous Hong Kong singer, performer at the time.
Yeah, singer, yeah.
And I was so sure, because they're name dropping him, maybe that they would be a cameo or something. But no, they just show a shot of a magazine centerfold of George Lam.
I love how, like, Yoon Bio drew that connection. It's like, oh, he looks like George Lam? It must be Yoon Hwa. I knew it. He's like, he's still alive. It's like, what? I think enough people have mentioned in the past that Yoon Hwa looks like George Lam, so, like, they're like, let's just write into this.
Oh, I didn't even why think not? So, but sure, why not?
Why not? Like, just put a mustache on him. There you go.
Anyone with a mustache is George Lam, pretty much.
Yeah.